is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra recently added a new executive position as part of an effort to increase diversity within the storied organization. We recorded this conversation about that earlier. And joining us now is the president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, Jonathan Martin. Jonathan, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me over.
So the CSO is adding this chief diversity officer, and I'm wondering, what was the motivation behind this?
It really came out of the work that we've been doing over the past several years with our strategic plan. And as early as 2018, it was clear to us that we needed to do a lot more work and put a lot more resource in the areas of diversity, equity, building a more inclusive organization. And after the strategic plan was finished, we wanted to pressure test it with an outside firm, and we did that. And one of the top recommendations they said was that we have the beginnings of a very robust diversity, equity, and inclusion strategy for the organization, but we don't have the resources to do what we're promising ourselves and the community we need to do. So we had intuitively known that, and so we made the decision to build resources. Fast forward to the spring of 2020 with the murder of George Floyd, and all of the systemic issues that have been facing this country were laid bare again, and really reinforced the need for us to double down on the work, not only strategically but short term. I mean, what do we need to do in the next 12 months? So all of the directions pointed to the need to build out more resource. And that's where the Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer decision really had its roots.
So as you know, this builds on a foundation that was already created at the CSO, because we've already done a segment months ago, maybe even last year, about the CSO's diversity fellows and the new class that was coming in through the partnership, I believe, with the Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. So this seems to be a continuing recognition of a need to do better within the organization.
Absolutely. The Diversity Fellowship Program is one of the true success stories in the American orchestra field. And I credit the leadership of CCM and my predecessor, Trey Devi, with that. And the success of the program has been measured not only by the quality of the players that it is attracting, but by where they are going after their 2-year work with us is finished. They're winning auditions with nationally recognized orchestras, and that's really the true test. We would love to grow it. That will require more resources, more money. But it was one of the foundations, Michael, that we've been building off of with a whole host of programs that are leaning us forward in the areas of diversity and really changing the nature of the organization, not just on the stage, but in the boardroom, on the staff, and ultimately our audiences.
We're talking with Jonathan Martin, president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, about the creation of the new executive level chief diversity officer within the organization. And in the original announcement, Jonathan, it noted that one of the goals of this plan is to increase the representation of minority musicians at auditions and for positions in the orchestra to 14% by 2025. Do you have the data handy on where that stands currently?
I can tell you that it's a lot lower than 14%. One of the big challenges, not only with the Cincinnati Symphony, but with all orchestras in America, is that the candidate pool is not what it should or could be, and in terms of its diversity. One of the steps we are taking, we started last year, is on a voluntary basis, an opt-in basis, for candidates to self-identify. If they are a person of color, we would like to know that. We also have begun a fairly aggressive program of recruitment, not just passively, placing an ad and expecting, 150 people to apply. We've been going after, through our own networking, we've been, raising the awareness of the Cincinnati Symphony and Cincinnati among candidates of color across the country. And that is starting to show some results.
And so again, the goal of that percentage that I offered, the 14% by 2025, that is a representation of minority musicians at auditions. Do you have a set goal for the makeup of those performers who are actually part of the company?
Yes. And it's simple and it's really hard. And that is for the orchestra and the whole organization, frankly, to be more reflective of Cincinnati. And in order to do that, we've got some work to do. I also think, Michael, one of the points I want to try to make is that, you know, the systemic challenge of bringing in more people of color into classical music really is not just at the audition. It's not just at the conservatory level. You have to look at it holistically all the way back through the pathways back to early childhood education. And what can we as an organization and what can other organizations do to foster, that very diverse, if you look at grade schools, elementary schools, and even into high schools, you see a fairly diverse population of young people in classical music. It begins to diminish over time as you get closer and closer to college and conservatory. So by the time you get to auditioning for a big orchestra, it's unacceptably low. So what can we as a sector do across that entire pathway to remove as many barriers as possible so that that percentage doesn't diminish?
Jonathan, what causes it to diminish? Is there any research on that?
It's a whole host of things, socioeconomic issues, barriers to access to teachers, expensive instruments can be a barrier, and frankly, the perception of classical arts organizations in America as largely, white, non-diverse organizations, don't necessarily help either. And, but if we can change, apply effort on both ends, create a more diverse organization, a more inclusive organization, while you are building ultimately a barrier-free pathway from early childhood education all the way up to the day that they take an audition. You've got to do both.
And we're talking with Jonathan Martin, president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And the CSO unveiled a 10-point diversity, equity, and inclusion action plan along with this announcement about the addition of a chief diversity officer at the executive level within the organization. And one of those 10 points is to convene a standing community advisory council, and that's designed to help the organization amplify and support other community initiatives. Can you talk about what the makeup of that community advisory council might look like?
Well, in an ideal world, it will be reflective of Cincinnati. And by that, we mean that in the most holistic, broad way. What is part of the creation of this permanent standing community advisory council is an acknowledgement that we need to create a forum where we can listen. We can listen to the community's needs. We can better understand the community's own assets. And in partnership with the community and the neighborhoods, build programs that are valuable for them rather than the traditional approach that most arts organizations, including ours, have taken, which is to believe that we know best, we know classical music and we know what you want, and this is what we can do. That is a strategy that has proven not as effective. And so the Community Advisory Council is a manifestation of taking a 180-degree different approach where we start by listening.
And you're also hoping to develop and deepen relationships with underrepresented cultural institutions while also forming long-term partnerships with Black-led arts organizations where you might co-create new programs. Any idea what those might look like?
Well, we are not trying to presuppose any outcomes. And this gets back, Michael, to the idea that we want to start by listening. We want to start by, in an authentic, sort of an organic way, building relationships. And as we do that, understanding what the opportunities exist with particular partners, what the needs are of neighborhoods, and resist the sort of urge that has been embedded for decades of coming in with sort of a preordained set of ideas or initiatives or programs.
We're talking with Jonathan Martin, president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And Jonathan, I know that subscribers and members are extremely important to the success of your organization. You have a lot of long-term fans here in Cincinnati. How has your audience responded to this initiative?
Overall, it's been positive. I think our audience, and particularly our subscribers who have been with us for a long time, you know, they know firsthand that even before COVID and even before George Floyd, you know, the long-term prospects and the long-term success of an orchestra was going to depend on broadening our audience, not just in race and ethnicity and gender, but in age as well. And, you know, they want this orchestra to thrive, and they know that in order for it to thrive, we need to take these steps. This is not a sort of nice to have. These are existential issues that we are wrestling with. And you know, COVID brought them into stark relief, and George Floyd laid things bare. But long term, were we not to make changes, we were going to be facing these challenges, except over a period of years rather than months.
I know that we've already referenced that you had previous initiatives that were designed to work on the diversity of the members and the opportunities within the organization. I also want to note that Jesse Rosen, president and CEO of the League of American Orchestras, said in a news release that this announcement of the CSO's chief diversity officer plans, quote, "the creation of an executive level chief diversity officer places the Cincinnati Symphony at the leading edge of change in the orchestra field." And Jonathan, you've referenced George Floyd and his killing in Minneapolis multiple times. And it does seem like this is a different moment in America. And here it is, a black man killed at the hands of police, having orchestras looking internally. Can you talk a little bit in general about what the experience has been like through that lens for your organization to take that event and to reflect upon itself?
Well, you know, I think we're going through the same level of introspection that almost every part of America is going through: the judicial system, colleges, universities, healthcare, corporations, and asking themselves many of the same questions. You know, how can we respond and how can we deliver value to a community in a much broader and deeper way? And, you know, at the end of the day, an orchestra is a community service organization that uses the power of music to change lives. And so we should not think of ourselves any differently than any other treasure inside or any other asset of a community. So as we stepped back and reflected on this and you know, began with a lot of different responses and a lot of uncomfortable conversations, frankly, within the organization and between the organization and community leadership, we knew that we needed to act, and we needed to act with a greater degree of speed than we had, I think, originally anticipated a year ago with our strategic plan. And so our action plan that you've referenced, Michael, here is really a deeply focused short-term set of initiatives to respond. And the outcome is going to be that we're going to have a broader audience. We're going to have a deeper connection with the community. Our hope is that we will be more deeply valued by a broader community. And those are all good things. If you talk about how you keep an organization like ours relevant in 2020 and beyond, you can't have that conversation about relevance without having a conversation about how you serve a broader community.
Jonathan Martin is president of the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. Jonathan, we'll look forward to seeing some shows at Music Hall when that's an option again.
From your lips to God's ears.
Jonathan, thank you for giving us time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me over.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.